Hey there, curious minds and self-improvement dabblers. Welcome to Me, Myself and My Best Self, the podcast where we casually navigate the maze of personal growth without the hype. No promises of overnight transformations or grand life revelations here. Just real talk, relatable stories and a few laughs as we figure out this whole becoming our best selves thing. I'm Claire Bennett, your guide through the maze of life's quirks and challenges. Let's wander through it together. No pressure, no perfection, just a touch of curiosity. Well, let me start with Happy New Year. So it's that time of year when people decide to make some changes. So this week, we're going to talk about goal setting, setting resolutions. If you've already decided on your New Year goals, don't switch off. Just you still might get some tips on making sure you stick to them. Now, research suggests that most New Year goals and resolutions are abandoned by February. But having both life and professional goals does contribute positively to our well-being. They give us something to strive for. But I am first going to start with a pet hate. So let's talk about the whole New Year, New Me vibe that's always floating around this time of year. Now, I used to dive into each year with a laundry list of resolutions, convinced that a complete overhaul would magically transform me. But you know what I've learned? Real change starts from a different place. Not from a mindset of I'm not good enough, but rather I'm good enough and I can grow from here. We need to embrace our uniqueness. Instead of thinking we need a whole new version of ourselves, let's celebrate the amazing individuals we already are. Embrace our quirks, our strengths, and even our quirkiest strengths. Need to start with a place of self-love. Positive change comes from a place of love, not self-criticism. Accepting ourselves as we are right now is the foundation for meaningful growth. And growth, not perfection. Rather than chasing perfection, let's chase growth. Small, consistent step forwards, fueled by the belief that we are worthy of positive change. So why don't you join me in the I Am Good Enough Club? Let's start this year with a different mantra. New Year, same awesome me. Now, if you've listened to my previous episodes, then you'll know that aligning your goals with your values, your passions, your strengths, and what brings meaning to life is a great tactic. If you'd like to find out more about your own, then you can listen to the episode about uncovering your true self, or you can download a free guide from my website at clairebennett.com. I'd also recommend listening to the Life Audit episode, as this also helps to start the goal process by looking at what your life looks like now. But this week's episode is all about goal setting. You'll need something to write with, paper or pen, if you want to set them along with me. So now, before we start listing our goals, we need to look at what is already going well or what has already happened in 2023. And if you've already done the life audit, the other previous episode, it is still worth doing some of these questions as it kind of cements the clarity, making sure that you understand where you are and what's gone well. So step one is to answer the following questions. So number one, reflecting on the past year, what are the 3 to 5 things that you did this year that you are most proud of, or that bring a smile to your face when you recall them? So for me, there was getting a new puppy, dancing the night away at my sister's birthday party, launching my business rebrand, the yoga retreat that I attended in Turkey, and the day I spent in London with my husband. It was the best date we've had for ages. And now on to the second question. Now list 5 things that you are grateful for this past year and why. So for me, I'm grateful for my dogs. They keep me active and they make me feel loved. I'm grateful for my sisters and my mum who make me feel supported. I'm grateful to yoga because it helps me feel less stressed. I'm grateful for my husband because he is someone that supports my growth. I'm grateful for my health because I've overcome a health issue this year. And when I'm healthy, I am at my best. Now for the third question. Now list 2 to 5 situations or circumstances that has posed a challenge for you and write down the lessons that you gained from navigating through them. So for me, dealing with reducing my migraines was a huge challenge for me, but I learned that I needed to stress less and to prioritize healthy habits. That's what really got me through and eventually reduced them. And the second one is that I had a few false starts with my business. So the lesson I learned was to find my niche and stick with it. So question four. So what are some of the negative ideas, beliefs, or bad habits that you want to leave in 2023? Now, I won't list all of mine. We'll be here for the whole episode. Some of mine are, I'm not good enough. It's one of the beliefs that I have. It needs to be perfect. Watching too much TV. Not getting up when my alarm goes off. And lastly, eating too much sugar. Now, for each of these negative things on your list, you need to answer the following questions. What would I love? And what actionable step can I take that will move me in the direction of what I would love? So, for example, if I take eating too much sugar, I'd love to eat sugar once or twice a week in the form of a really nice dessert or treat. So my actionable step will be not to buy anything sugary in my weekly food shop. So if I do want something, I must purposely have to leave the house to buy it. Does that make sense? So it's about, for example, another one would be watching too much TV. So what I would love is to choose in the eve, sorry, what I would love is just to watch it in the evening, maybe for an hour. And the one actionable step that I can take is to remove the TV from where I work. And that would really, really help me to not watch it. So question number 5, what do you want to continue doing in 2024? So what do you want to take with you from 2020? Maybe you started something in 2023, or you got good at something in 2023, and what do you want to continue do? What do you want to bring into 2024? So the first thing, I want to continue to grow my podcast and do it. Secondly, I want to continue to stay organized at home. And one of the other things is, thirdly, is walking my dogs daily. I've really come to love and appreciate that first morning walk with my dogs. Okay, so now I want you to think of 3 areas of your life that you want to make some changes. Now, for me, these would be career, health, and relationships, but you could choose any aspect of your life, family, relationships, social life, community, connection. Okay, so you remember the previous episode, we rated our lives using the following categories. So it was daily life, health and wellness, spirituality, significant relationships, so your marriage, life partner, or dating, family, friends, home, finances and money, community, career or work, personal growth, hobbies and creativity, social adventure and fun. Now, for these categories that are most important to you, I want you to quickly list under each one what you would want in that category. So for me, the ones that I will add things to are daily life, health and wellness, marriage, family, social, adventure and fun, career and work, and personal growth. So be specific, be as specific as you can. So for example, if I take daily life, I want to get into the habit of finishing work at 6 p.m. and switching off or doing something social. In health, it's to eat healthier. This means only sugar twice a week, minimum of 5 fruit and veg daily, and exercise 3 times a week minimum. For work, I want to work with 50 new coaching clients this year and launch my group coaching program. For social and adventure, I want to have at least one social event per month with my friends. I also want to see more of my mum and my sisters, again, with one event booked each month. And for my marriage, I want to spend more. I also want to spend more time with my husband, a minimum of 2 evenings a week, or at least one great date night a week. So, okay, now looking at the list, put them into the following categories. So the first category is habits to implement. So the habits I want to implement are eating fruit and veg daily, exercise weekly 3 times, switching off computer at 6 p.m. Now, the second category is things to stop. So my things to stop doing is eating sugar. Now, the third category is actions. So these are the things that, to be fair, you just have to do them. There's no real planning or actually there is a bit of planning. Sorry. You just need to take action to make them happen. So, for example, book some social events with family, friends, and my husband. And then the last category is your goals. So my goals within that list of stuff I want to change in 2024 are really attract 50 new clients, coaching clients, and launch my group program. So we now have to take these categories and do something different for each of them. Okay, so now take the habits to implement and do the following. One, answer, why do you want to do this? So for me, eating veg, when I eat healthily and increase my veg intake, I feel better, my energy levels increase, and I'm more productive. The question two is, how are you gonna do this? So my plan is to eat at least 2 portions of veg or fruit, but mainly veg, with every meal. If I want to snack, then I eat fruit or veg as a snack. I do love apple and peanut butter. So these are the ways that I'm going to implement this. So, and I, most of the time I eat 3 meals a day. So if I eat 2 portions of fruit and veg with that, that's already 6 portions. Number three, what is the barrier to this habit? So my barrier to this habit is that I don't have it in easy supply. So I need to make sure that I have a good supply of fruit and veg in the house. Make sure that I include it in my weekly shop, and also have frozen options just in case. So I need to plan my meals weekly so I know that I have the right ingredients in the house. But also these meals need to be, for me, they need to be quick and easy meals to prepare. And then number four, what action do I need to take? So mine would be add in the calendar a time to plan my meals and do my weekly shop. And also to identify 12 to 15 recipes that I like to cook and eat for inspiration. Now I say 12 to 15 because that's pretty much 3 weeks worth of eating something different every night. And most of us, we kind of eat the same thing. So 12 to 15 recipes, if I get stuck about what to eat, then I've got a list that I can refer to. Okay, so that's the habit. So you need to take each of the habits that you want to introduce and need to answer the questions. Why do I want this? How am I going to do this? What are the barriers to this habit and how can I overcome them? And what actions do I need to take? Okay, then for stop doing something. Okay, so mine is eating sugar. Now, to stop doing something, you need to add in as much resistance as you can. And what I mean is that you need to make it as hard as possible to keep doing the action. So you need to ask, how can I make this as difficult as possible? So for me, it's not buying any sugary snacks with my weekly shop. And if I do buy something, then buy enough for only one portion. So don't buy those, what is it, buy two, get one free of Snickers bars, or because then you've got 3 in the house. Buy one. And the actions. So I'm going to book in a time. So yeah, don't buy three, buy one. Okay, now the third category was actions. Okay, so these are just stuff that you need to do, but maybe you need to do it regularly. So for example, social events, you don't want to book your whole year's social events in one go. So what I'm going to do is put a time in my calendar that if I haven't got any social events going on, then I will book some. So it's book in time each month to book in social events and plan what I'd like to do. And I'm going to pencil in the last Friday of the month to book in stuff for the next month plus one. Say, for example, in January, I'll book for March. In February, I'll book for April, etc. And this will be for both my friends and my husband. Another action for me will be to book a regular breakfast or dinner with my mum and sisters. And if we have a regular date, then it'll be harder not to do it. Say, for example, the last Friday of every month, we can go for breakfast or go for lunch or go for dinner. I know that's a good day for most of us as, my mum and one of my sisters don't work on a Friday, and me and my other sister could probably get away with the breakfast. So book it in. If it's in there, people are less likely to cancel. Okay, so now for the harder bit, our goals. So now, this is the last bit, but definitely not the least. So one of my goals and my main goal is to attract 50 new clients this year. So the first question I need to ask is, why do I want this? So if I work with 50 new clients, this will give me the level of income that means I can 100% only do coaching as my career. This means that I'll be doing something that I love. So how can I achieve this? Now, you need to write as many ways that you can achieve this as possible. So I can increase my social media following and post regularly. I can network with my potential clients. I can look at websites and directories that I can promote my services on. Tell as many people as possible what I'm doing. Tell friends, or this could be featuring in someone's podcast or featuring in an article. So think of all the ways that you can get to your goal. For example, yours might be, I want to lose a stone in weight. Okay, now the ways you can get there is you can increase your activity levels. You can reduce your calorie intake. You can do a detox. You can cut out sugar. You can cut out alcohol. There's many ways that you can achieve that. And then you look at each area or each possibility and think about the one that you think will have the biggest impact and start with that one. It may well be that in January you think, actually, just by cutting out alcohol, I drank enough alcohol in December, by cutting out alcohol or reducing my alcohol content will really help me to start to lose that weight. So it's not about doing it really, really quickly, although some people, that's what they want, but it's about those incremental steps. When you're trying to lose weight, it's not just about losing weight, it's about then keeping it off. So the slower it comes off, apparently, the slower it stays off. The more it stays off. But back to mine. So I've got different possibilities that I can get to attract 50 new clients. Now, what does this realistically look like? So how quickly do I want this to happen? So for me, 50 clients in a year, that's roughly 4 to 5 clients each month. Okay, that's doable. The same as when you're losing weight, I want to lose a stone. Maybe you want to lose a stone in 6 months. That's 2 to 3 pounds a month, if my maths is correct. That is doable. Okay, now you need to look at those different options and decide which one you want to start with, and break it down into steps. So looking at mine, the easiest one to do and the one that is not necessarily going to get me the fastest result, but the quickest one, is probably to look at websites or directories that I can promote my services on. So number one, I'm going to research coaching directories and add my services. So what does complete look like? So when will I know that this step has been completed? So it will be when I found at least 5 directories and researched them and then added myself to at least one of those directories, the one that I think is right fit for me. Okay. So then you need to look at, when are you going to do this by? So for me, I'm going to do this within a week. It's quite easy. To be fair, I've already started to research some of this stuff. So by Friday, I'm going to have researched my coaching directories and advertised my services on at least one. Okay, then that's a big tick. Now, then looking at what a slightly bigger thing is going to be, I need to increase my social media following and post regularly. So what I need to do for that one is write a social media plan. I'm going to write it by the end of January, and complete would look like, for me, having a clear message strategy for each of my chosen platforms. Have a clear strategy for how many times a week and on what days I will post. And then also add in time in my diary to complete these actions on a weekly basis going forward. So now maybe it can be I'll need to do the plan first before I can really understand how much time a week I'd need to dedicate to regularly posting on social media. So, but I also need to estimate how long it's going to take for me to complete the plan. Now, I'm going to suggest 8 hours. So I need to plan. So I need to plan in 12 hours. So I'm saying it will take me 8 hours, but I need to plan for 12. So, and this is when given a time, I take my estimate and then add on 50%, because we often underestimate how long things will take. So giving yourself a buffer means that you kind of have some extra time. So now, between now and the end of the 31st of January, I need to work on this for 12 hours. So I'm going to block out 3 hours over the next 4 weeks to do this task. So I'm going to do 3 hours between 11 and 2 on a Monday morning. Now, what if I fail? If I fail, then I'm going to have to work harder to build my following. I'll be no further forward on my goal, and I will not have a clear marketing strategy for social media. So how am I going to stay on track? So I'm going to make this my number one thing for January. So, and I'm also going to get some accountability for doing this. So I'm going to speak to my coach, and I'm going to say that this is what I want to do, and I'm going to ask for her to keep me accountable. And then you're going to plan the other things that are in that list, but just roughly plan them for the next 3 months. So February, I'm going to look at networking opportunities, whether that's face-to-face or online. In March, I'm going to look at podcasts, articles that I can be part of, and reach out to those. And all you need to do is make a high-level commitment. Don't overplan these things yet. Now, looking at these goals, are there any habits that I can implement to increase my chances of this happening, or any changes to my routine? So for me, I'm going to spend an hour a day on sales. Now, this could be replying to emails, reaching out to potential clients, researching sales technique. As this is my number one goal, I'm going to block out an hour a day to do this Monday to Friday. And I'll do this from 9 till 10 every day. So I'm nice and fresh. I can write those emails. I can reach out to those clients. And then I'm going to do the same for launching my group coaching program. So I'm going to go back through this. Now, it may well be, and for me, I think this is what it will be, is that January is going to be focused on this one particular goal. And then the launching of my group program will probably come maybe March or April. Now, that seems like a long way away, but if I could get between then, so if I start it in March and I've got 10 clients, then also that will help with my group coaching program, because I'll know what's working for me and not working for me. And I think what we do is we try and do everything now, and we need to plan it. We have a year, okay? And if we try and do everything at once, we're just going to run out of steam and energy. And there's also other stuff that we need to do, right? Other life stuff. So I'm literally going to take it slow this year. I'm basically not going to overpromise to myself. So now I have a clear idea of what I want to accomplish in 2024, why I want to, and how I'm going to get there. Now, I'm not going to try and do everything, as I said, at once. I'll take one habit, one goal at a time, and prioritize it. Once I've done it consistently for a month or so, I'll then prioritize the next one. For me, my habit that I'll be prioritizing is eating 5 fruit and veg daily and working on my 50 new clients. Now, on a monthly basis, you should review your progress and make adjustments as needed. So what is working and what is not working, and then plan for the next month. So remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And most people that fail on their goals and resolutions just try and change too much at once. And basically we get tired, or we get bored, or we just run out of steam. So take it slowly. Identify your goals, your habits, what you don't want to stop doing, and the actions that you can take now. So as we wrap up this episode, I hope you feel inspired to approach your goals with a fresh perspective this year. Instead of succumbing to the pressures of New Year, New Me transformation, let's acknowledge the incredible individuals we already are. Remember, real change starts from a place of self-love and acceptance. Celebrate your uniqueness, embrace your strengths, and take pride in who you are. Growth isn't about becoming someone different. It's about evolving from a foundation of self-worth. Whether you're already set your goals or just getting started, focus on small, consistent steps forward. Join the I'm Good Enough Club and affirm that this year is about being the same awesome you with the potential for growth and fulfillment. I encourage you to reflect on your past achievements, express gratitude, and face challenges with resilience. Let go of negative beliefs and habits, replacing them with positive alternatives that align with your values. As you plan your goals for the coming year, break them down into manageable steps. Prioritize self-love, positive habits, and intentional growth. Regularly review your progress, make adjustments, and celebrate the journey. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you found value in our discussion, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also follow me on Instagram, ClaireFallLiving. Here's to making 2024 a year of purpose, joy, and success. Until next time, keep thriving on your journey.